Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Saperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Saperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Saperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how you doing this beautiful Saturday morning?
Nice fall day out there.
Beautiful.
I'm fighting off turning on the heat in my house.
Yeah, it was on in my house.
Was it really? No. Hey, I try to make it until October every year.
Well, it isn't up to me. I wouldn't have it on either. I believe in dressing a little warmer.
But okay.
It wasn't that warm.
We won't
Whatever.
Get into domestic battles here. But anyway.
No battle. Right, no battle.
Right. Right now, it's 10:05 in the morning, and we always say that because our show is rebroadcast usually at midnight on this station, ESPN 1520 AM. And I say usually only because when there is a sporting event, then the show will be rebroadcast after the sporting event. We are also available every Saturday morning, live streaming from 10 to 11 in the morning at our website, saperston.com. That's SAPERSTON.com. And most devices that can connect to the internet should be able to pick up the show live streaming. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, the show will be up at the website. And then finally, last but not least, every Saturday morning, Friday night, I don't know when was
Friday
it?
Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon, mm-hmm. It seems to be.
Yeah.
There's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy. Brief, to the point, understandable. Doesn't mean they're right, but it's very interesting, and they give some interesting facts every week. So we encourage you to visit the website,
yeah.
Pick up the free economic report.
Yeah, it was interesting. They're talking about how the they don't say this, but I interpret it that the Fed's been wrong. You know, they're worrying about inflation and trying to raise interest rates to keep it under control, and there's no inflation. So things have changed. And the problem with the Fed is that they don't change with the times. There's got to be a more modern way of trying to predict these things. I don't have that answer, but there's got to be a more modern way.
Well, this is what Stone and McCarthy's saying?
No, that's my interpretation.
Oh, you're finally getting on my side now about...
No, not at all. But maybe getting closer. But
you're getting closer to my beliefs about the Fed.
Well, no, it's just that we've been talking about
it. I mean, we're stuck with them. You know, I mean, it's something that was put in place.
The vice chair resigned a year early. So,
well, it looked like he was ready to resign.
Well, he's...
What's he, 100 or what?
He's 73, looks
like. He looked like he was about 100, to tell you the truth.
He's an academic. He's never really worked for...
No, Fisher was always... a joke. You know.
He worked for Citibank for two or three years, and other than that, he's been an academic.
I never appreciated a lot of the things he said, really. Yeah. Right now, the phone lines are wide open, so give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And I don't know, do we still have a rollover problem? Or, you know, I guess we still do. And if you can't get in on 803-1520, you can try 803-0321, 0323, or 0324. So give us a call. Right now, we're going to go to Bill, who says he's in Key West, Florida. Somehow I doubt that. Good morning.
Well, hey, Pete, don't you know I spent half my life under the bed waiting for stock market crashes and, you know, now hurricane, I'm under the bed. It's okay.
Well, my mother lived in Fort Myers for a part of her last years of her life, and she said she was always under the bed all the time. So,
hey, listen, Pete, I got a question. That gap at 910 on the S&P, is that going to get filled anytime soon or what?
Well, I don't know about soon. You know, it's the old saying, all gaps eventually get filled, right?
Yeah, it was like 6 years ago, so I'm still waiting for that gap.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people waiting. You know, I always hear that every day, you know. People have been waiting a long time.
I know. Every 80-point pullback in the Dow is, you know, the end of the world. If you ever, all the years that you've been following the market, I've been following the market, I've never seen any play like this one, where every pullback is the end of the world. I've never seen any play like it. I mean, really. I mean, look at this, these games. That people have gotten that you've stayed with us for 5 years. What are you worried about, a 10% pullback? Why? It's probably the best thing that could happen in here. The sentiment numbers would be huge. Did you see the AAII bull bear last week?
No, what was it last week?
It was 48% bears. I mean, it's higher than the 2009 crash. I mean, geez,
it's too much information, Bill. There's too much information out there.
I think you're right. I think you're exactly right. If you watch it, CNBC long enough, you're just gonna. I mean, geez, what? They're amazing on that program. Everything is the end of the world. I mean, everything is breaking news. Wow, but. I digress. So, Pete, I think the market has deteriorated here, but it is the right time of the year, September, October, for deterioration. But I'll tell you, I'm not going to get too worried about anything until the weekly charts turn down. And if you look, most of the weekly charts are still in very good shape.
Yeah, they're still in solid uptrends, you know.
Solid uptrends. Yeah. I mean, in 2008, in 07, and I wasn't smart enough then, the weekly charts, a lot of stocks have turned bad. The market was being held up by energy and a few other things. Mm-hmm. Now that's not the case at all. Not the case at all. So, you know, I'd be surprised if there's anything major. But you never know. You got that nitwit over there in Korea, and you got a few other things going on here. So who knows? I guess they're trying to impeach Trump. Maybe that'll happen. Who knows? But, all right, Peter, one last thing. When are they going to cut the dividend on all my energy stocks? I'm still waiting for that also.
That'll be interesting. You know, yeah, that'll be interesting to say the least. But a lot of them have been adjusting as much as they can, you know.
Absolutely. Their CapEx, their extra weight down. I mean, they were going to cut the dividend on BP and ConocoPhillips 2 years ago. They changed their ways, these energy companies. I'm not saying they're buys here, but I wouldn't sell anything down here. So, who knows? So, Pete, what do you think is going to happen? Are we going to make a new high in the market this year? Are we going to consolidate?
I think it's possible. I think really what you don't realize, and a lot of people don't, since early August, the market has been correcting. I mean, they keep looking at the averages, but you know the average stock has been correcting. You know, so
absolutely. Why wouldn't you buy AT&T and Verizon down here?
Well, I don't know. I'm not enamored of those two. I mean, I think they're okay. I think they're okay. Yeah. Widows and orphans, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people, okay, look at Pfizer. Why wouldn't you buy that one?
Well, Pfizer, okay. You know, I'm amazed that Pfizer hasn't been able to get out of its own way for a long time, you know.
But it still pays a nice dividend, and it's, you know, it hangs around there. It's for old people like me, Pete.
Yeah, but
when I first started calling the show, I was a young man. Now I'm an old man, but at least I'm still around.
Well, we know well what you're saying, believe me.
Peter hasn't aged a bit.
I won't comment further on it.
Well, Peter, we're still above board, and that's the main thing.
That's all that matters. That's right. I agree.
How's Waller doing?
Oh, he's doing good. He's doing good. He was away. He just got back, and... And I think he was planning on going to Florida next week, but I have a feeling maybe that's not going to happen.
That's not a good idea. All right, Pete, have a great week.
Okay, thanks for calling. Nice talking to you.
Take care.
Take care. Have a good weekend. Okay, right now phone lines are wide open. Very easy to get in, so we encourage you to give us a call right now at 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or if you have a problem, try 803-0321, 0323, or 0324. I'm sure you're writing down all those numbers, you know. But
yeah.
But if you do have a problem, you can try those numbers, you know.
And speaking of Florida, we wish our friends and family, if we have any down there, the best of luck. Get out of there.
I hope everybody heeded the warnings and are doing what they should do, you know. And I mean, I've never been through a hurricane. I hope never to be through one, really, you know. Nor do I ever want to be in Florida anyway. And you know, not a place I'd want to
live. Well, Florida feels the same about you.
Yeah, but anyway. Or to be nice. I mean, maybe to be down there in the wintertime, I guess. But to live full-time, no. Yeah, I've never been interested in that idea at all. Right now, you know, if we look at the market, you know, the markets were down last week, nothing dramatic. And I know Bill brought up something. A lot of people, including myself, you get stuck in the past, you know. I sit there and I see the Dow down 200 and some odd points, you know, and, you know, and it's almost like living in the past. Oh, my God, 200 points, you know, and you feel this nervousness. And then I look at it and say, that's not even 1%.
Right.
I said, so what? You
know? It's the high-frequency trading, and it's a lot. It has to do with the ETFs and everything else. There's a lot of different effects on this market.
There's a lot of things, and there's also a lot of the Dow stocks now are high-priced stocks. Mm-hmm. And the Dow is a price-weighted average of 30 stocks. And over the years, they have this divisor to, you know, so that you're able to keep track of the Dow and have an historical perspective on it. And the divisor, you know, is more a multiplier now, you know. So it's, I forgot, it may be, you know, like you multiply every 1 point move. I haven't looked lately, but it's about 7 points or so. So, you know, when you have a lot of high priced stocks, they can move many points.
Well, it's happened. The other day when the Dow was down there close to 200, it was two or three stocks that really led the way.
Yeah. So, you know, so you got to realize that, you know, when you're looking at it, things have changed. You should be looking at the percentage change and, you know, not worried about how many points on the Dow is down. So give us a call right now, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541 or 803-0321-2324. Right now, we're going to go to Ed in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a small problem with a big stock.
Okay. I didn't know where you were headed. Okay.
TransDeem. TDG is the symbol.
Okay.
I got in the low 200s, and I went up as high as 290, and I started selling some.
Well, that was good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And now it's back to 250, as I mentioned.
Yeah, 254.02.
I looked up the holding major holders of the stock.
Mm-hmm.
Insiders only hold about 2/3%. Institutions own 103%.
103?
Yeah.
Well, that must be through options and different derivatives on that.
I think it was low early in January because the shorts were bombarding it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I wondered if that's what was happening to cause that they could own 103% of the float.
Yeah, it's kind of very interesting there, to say the least. As a matter of fact, I've never seen that, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's
just more and more with all types of derivatives and,
And that's how it happens.
They must.
Yeah.
I think it's unusual. That's correct, but
yeah.
I can see where it can happen.
That's amazing.
It depends how they have to report. They've changed the reporting process with these things now.
But all I do know is, I mean, last year it hit that 290 or so area and died, you know.
Yeah, well, okay, that's my other problem.
Yeah.
When I go to the free stockcharts.com, it shows a high of 280.
Okay.
There. Doesn't show the real high.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, that's what you get what you pay for, they say, right?
FinViz is 271.53.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the point and figure chart shows it at least hit 292 twice last year.
Oh, that's last year. Okay.
Yeah.
This is the last 52.
Well, what does the chart tell you now about whether I should
It was a perfect sale at 292 again. So that's hindsight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and this thing last year when it hit 292, it dropped all the way down to 204.
Huh.
And then it rallied back up to 292. So you're in technically a trading range between 204 and 292, okay?
All right.
But look at one other thing real quick. Let me see how it's trading. Oh, I see. Yeah. What's that?
No, while you're looking at that, there's class action suits were filed on Friday against
many suits are in the process, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of company? It says aerospace airline. What does that mean?
I mean, they're a supplier of qualified parts for aircraft.
Oh, they are. Okay.
So they got a high moat.
And looks like they have a pretty big dividend, if this thing is correct, right?
Yes, it is.
Was it 8.66%, it says, is a dividend?
It's usually 20% of in cash.
Yeah, they pay a special dividend, you mean?
Once a year.
That's why. Okay. All right. So that's why it shows up that high there. 200-day moving average is at, what, 259?
254.
Or 253, yeah. Don't have my glasses on. So you're right down to the 200-day moving average, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, so this to me is very critical, you know, because if it doesn't hold in this area, and they always kind of say, I don't know if it's ever been proven, but they say a lot of institutions use the 50-day and the 200-day, and if they're going to come in doing buying, they're going to do it around those averages. So you're at the 200-day right now.
Okay,
this area is support, if it doesn't hold, you're talking about moving to the low 200s then, you know, maybe 220, you know.
Yep. Okay, well, I didn't want to buy back in yet, because I had these questions.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I also looked up some of the top 10 owners, and Berkshire Partners owns $500 million dollars worth of stock.
Hmm.
BlackRock, $1 billion. So there's some big guys in there.
Yeah, no question about that. But as we know, the institutions can get hung going the wrong way too sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
But you got, you know, so I would watch this area, and if it all of a sudden can show some strong volume coming in at this, then the institutions are interested. But you're still going to have trouble with that 292 area, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's a place that I don't mind having trouble.
Exactly.
If you don't have anybody else.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
I have a question on Dow and the DuPont merger.
Yeah, I mean, what's the question? I mean,
that's still going to pay a dividend. I don't know.
Well, see, you don't know until the deal's done. I'm sure there'll be some kind of dividend.
It was done the end of August.
It was done?
Yeah. And yet, you can still see quotes for Dow and DuPont.
Yeah, that's strange. That is strange, because usually when the deal's done, it's done, you know. And there should be, you know, whatever they do. Aren't they going to try to split into a couple companies when this is all over with and everything?
Well, three right now they're planning.
Yeah.
But that's up to 18 months away.
Oh, okay.
So there's no rush on that, but on their part.
Yeah, I wonder why, if the deal's done, both stocks are still trading, though.
I can't get it. And they have a new symbol for it, DWDP.
DWDP?
And
is that trading?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, to tell you the truth, I really don't know. I mean, I'm surprised. I haven't been following it other than I've been telling people, hang on to it, and you know, till the dust settles. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, the dust is still up in the air.
Apparently, it is. The dust hasn't settled, then that's for sure.
You know? I don't know what the holdup may be.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm surprised that they're trading the new stock and the old stocks. You know, but.
Well, I didn't try to buy or sell any of it.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know either.
That's very strange. But yeah, I just kind of sit there, you know, for now.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay. Phone lines are wide open. 803-1520. Toll free 800-879-7541. Or if you have a problem, 803-0321-0323 or 0324. And, you know, as I mentioned before, you know, underneath the surface, you know, the stocks have been correcting. You know, at one point, I think there was like 70% of stocks above their 200-day moving averages. Now there's only 48%,
mm-hmm.
You know. So a lot of stocks have been correcting. And even within groups, you know, there's strong stocks and there's weaker stocks, you know. I always talk about the sectors, you know. You should always concentrate on the strongest sectors. And, for example, the semiconductors of the S&P industry groups is still the leading sector for the year. Mm-hmm. It's up over 20%, you know.
Right.
But within that sector, remember, I don't know if you remember Ambarella, but Ambarella, you know, makes these chips for videos, and they made the chips for the cameras, the GoPro cameras, and so forth. And it was a hot stock, you know. And that's in the semiconductor group, and it's been killed. You know, and there are some semiconductor stocks that have corrected a lot or been killed, and there's other ones that just keep going up. You know, and here's Ambarella. Last year it was up around 74, mm-hmm. and now it's trading at 41.
Wow.
You know, so you have to watch, you know, even within the strong groups, even though I like to say stay with the strong groups, which, by the way, the strongest groups are the semiconductors, technology. Healthcare has really surged right up there for the year.
Right.
You know. And it's almost ready to overtake maybe the technology and the semiconductors with the healthcare sector. And fourth of all, it's been utilities, you know, the fourth strongest group.
Oh, especially the last couple of weeks, interest rates have plummeted.
Yeah, with interest rates going down, you know, utilities have been. So you should concentrate, try to buy the better performing stocks in those sectors or, you know, buy them on pullbacks or put them on your shopping list. But it's a good way to, you know, focus on what you should be focusing on. Right now, we're going to go to Ray in Williamsville. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Listen, just want to know, what do you feel about Macy's? Anything I've heard or read, they always talk about the real estate's worth between $10 billion and $20 billion.
Yeah, that's when there's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, well, I mean, still, the thing is, I think, if I remember correctly, they were saying their worth on paper right now with the stock is like $6.5 billion,
mm-hmm.
and even if it's according to, you know, it's different people like on CNBC and a couple of Bloomberg, and they're always saying about this real estate. There was a firm that bought a lot of the shares, but they didn't do what they wanted, like to make it a REIT or something like that. And he said it was worth the. I think is there a company called Starboard or something like that. It's a fun. Well, the bottom line is, what do you guys think about it? I mean, it's selling for like $21 or something like that. And
well, we used to own it. We gave up on it.
Me too.
Yeah.
And you know, and then, a matter of fact, I think we finally sold out the last part of it or whatever. I forgot exactly, but like the day before the new guy took over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know Willard said, look at that. You know, the new guy took, I can't believe we sold it out the day before. And I said, well, look what happened when GE, the new guy, takes over, right. And that stock plunges, you know, so.
Right. So, why would you sell it? I mean, I'm sure you guys did your homework. And is this real estate worth that much? I mean, it's like,
well, you know what a client said to me the other day? And I don't know where their real estate is, you know.
Right.
And I don't know if she was right. She says, who's going to buy shopping malls? All right. She says shopping malls are dead.
Well, they don't own malls. Yeah, they rent from malls. That's why rent, and my
so
question
what is
would
the
be
real
estate,
estate. They
well,
own?
Well, their flagship store in New York City, but okay. I don't think it's worth billions. Right. But, yeah. you know, I wouldn't hang my hat on that. This is a retailer, and they're in a, unfortunately, in a business that people aren't shopping. Like they're doing
well,
online, and I think
well, yeah,
they...
Well, Amazon is hurting a lot of those retailers, and right, I agree with you. And
yeah.
But their retail, their online stuff has increased. I was just wondering as I was driving, I said, you know, I'll give them a call, find out what they said.
Do you own
well,
it, or are you looking
I mean,
to buy
do you
it?
Own it, or are you looking to buy it, or what?
I bought some about a week ago, at I think it was with everything was like $21
mm-hmm.
and
right.
A few cents. And I said, hey, while I'm waiting, I mean, long term, I mean, I've held stocks. I think I've held Disney since I was like 20 years old, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been very disappointing lately, but anyway.
Yeah, but the fact is, I said, geez, 7% dividend while you're waiting. And I'm sure, I mean, they got the cash to pay the dividends maybe a few more times. A couple more times anyway, and they'll cut the dividend. But I keep on thinking, just real estate, if all these people supposedly know and it's selling, the whole thing's worth six. Let me ask you, what were you bought it, what were you waiting for before you sold it? I mean, what were you?
Well, once it dropped below a certain level, we're out.
Oh, okay. That's like an automatic type
oh, yeah,
of thing?
Yeah, yeah. In other
okay.
words, hey, if,
target,
if it drops
they have
if it drops below
upside,
this
downside.
Level, we're gone.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So,
right.
so I mean, when before you, while you were talking, I said, "Look, if somebody wants to speculate that all this baloney," and I said, "you know, about the real estate, which may be true and not true, but my way, if everybody knows that, why is the stock at 19 or 20?
I know it.
I mean, yeah, are you the only one? Are you the only one who just discovered that?"
That's what I said. They're not a real estate
exactly.
company.
But what I would say though is, if I were to buy this with all in believing that you know, this guy's got to do something. New guy took over. They got to do something with the real. Who knows?
Right.
I'm out at 19. Boom.
Yeah.
Sold.
All right.
All right.
I got it.
Yep.
I got it.
Yep.
I will
okay,
tell you
great.
from a fundamental basis in watching one of their recent commercials. They've become more eye-catching. Their commercials are more aggressive than they have been in the past, and it may be with this new chief coming in.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. That's not a reason
yeah.
to buy it.
But
well,
yeah.
they started a discount store. I forget what they call it. I forget. They got like 20, 30 of them. They're discounted. Great. Thanks for the information.
Okay.
Guys. Have a great week.
All right.
And I remember a few weeks ago I was listening to your show, and I very seldom call in, and I think you one of I don't know if it was Wilder or somebody said, well, you know, something about calling in, and I just want to tell you I enjoy your show every week.
Well,
so
we
keep up the good work.
Appreciate
you know? It's whatever you know, very very, and I've been listening to it for years. Okay, have a great weekend.
Right, thank you, appreciate that very much. Okay. Right now, give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. If you have a problem, try 803-0321, 0323, or 0324. We're going to go next to Ed in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Ed. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I just got back from work. But, hey, Peter, take a look at SCYX, Synexis. It's a speculative play that...
I'm laughing because a trading group I follow was touting it the other day. You know, they said, look, it's...
Oh, really?
But they thought it was starting to move, and they were only doing a day trading thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
So,
I took a position in it.
What's the symbol again?
S-C-Y-X.
Oh, S-C. Okay, very
yeah.
good.
What do they do? What do they do, anyway?
They're into things that... drug resistant to antibiotics.
Oh, okay.
Been the research and development into finding cures that antibiotics don't work with
oh, okay.
viruses.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And it's been very heavy volume and it's been creeping up lately. I don't know.
I mean, all I can see with it, I mean, on the chart, it looks horrendous, right? I mean, you know, a couple years ago, it was a $15 stock, right?
Right.
And now it's trading at what, $1.75 or so?
$2.13.
So a double bottom at $1.75, okay? And, and you know, somebody who was aggressive would have said, okay, it came down near that 175 bottom, I buy it, you know. On the point and figure chart, you don't buy it until it hits 250, which you'd probably be happy with, you know, at that point.
Right.
But the other side, but if you were buying the double bottom, all right, you'd just say, okay, if it goes to 150, I'm out of this thing, you know.
Yeah. No, I got in around 173, 170 and through there somewhere. And I don't know, it was a speculative play.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been gradually moving up, and it had gapped down back in May, all right, from about the 254 area.
Right.
So it, at the moment, you got your 200-day right in that spot, okay, and you've got your gap at 254 approximately, right? So
right.
If this thing keeps rising, watch yourself, you know, as it gets to that area, okay?
Okay.
But so technically, you know, you would say the next target's around the 250 area, you know.
Okay. Okay, very well.
Okay.
Everyone have a good weekend.
You
okay?
too.
You
Thanks
too,
for
I
the call. Think. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Okay, while we're waiting for calls, we'll take a quick 1 minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. And the phone numbers to call, because they are wide open, and you should call, 803-1520, or toll-free, 800-879-7541. If you have a problem, try 803-0321, 803-0323, or 803-0324. And I guess while we're waiting for calls, we will talk a little bit about our firm. We are a full-service brokerage firm, and we also are an RIA, which is a registered investment advisor. We do manage money, and we handle different types of managed money accounts, you know, based on, you know, your goals and your risk tolerance and so forth, and we can match up, you know, a plan for you. Also, we're able to manage accounts which are held outside, our retirement-type accounts that are held outside the firm. You know, 403Bs or your company pension plans, 401Ks, and we're able to help out there. And they've become more complicated over the years. You know, once upon a time, people used to complain there was only a few choices, now there's so many choices.
Right.
Everybody gets totally confused about what to do. So, and also, you know, we do handle insurance at our firm, you know, long-term care insurance, that type of thing, life insurance. And we always tell people, you know, you should always, if you're buying any kind of insurance product, you're buying an annuity, whatever, always get a second opinion, you know. And especially if you're dealing with a bank, you know, I don't mean to pick on the banks, but.
Sure you do.
But if you're dealing with a bank and they're trying to sell you a product, you know, we're here for a second opinion, and we do give a fair, objective opinion. The person who works for us, I've always mentioned over the years, you know, most times, you know, probably at least 50 to 70% of the time, people come in for a second opinion and they'll say, hey, what you have is good, which is amazing, you know, to me.
Yep. Right.
And, you know, because usually somebody always tries to convince you that they have something better, you know. And also, you know, a person in our firm is very good at educating people. You know, one person actually, he didn't take the 3 hours. She spent 3 hours with him because she wanted to learn everything.
Sure.
And she was just fascinated with all the information that he gave her. So if you're interested in any of those services, you know, I've talked about, you know, all of the information for contacting us is at our website, saperston.com. That's SAPERSTON.com. Right now, we're going to go to Bob in Buffalo. Good morning.
Morning, Peter. Morning, David.
Morning,
hey.
Bob.
I heard you didn't have anybody on the line. So
well, that's true.
But you guys have been doing pretty good so far.
So far, so good. We managed to milk it all, you know.
Milk all, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, that was amazing. We haven't heard from him in quite a while.
Yeah, I'm surprised Jason hasn't called because...
Uh-oh, every time you mention Jason, boy, you get him stirred up.
Silver went over 18, whether it stays there or not,
it remains to be seen. You know, it's kind of interesting. I don't know if you listened last week, but one of our Canadian listeners mentioned this Kirkland, you know, and he gave me a symbol in Toronto, you know.
Okay.
But actually, I found out that trades in the U.S. under KL, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's one of these stocks that has come up in the last year from about, somewhere in the 4 or 5 area up to 13 or 14, you know.
Wow.
But the interesting part about it was that if I read it right, they have a position in Novo Resources, you know. So I thought that was very interesting.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, I guess, you know. But
seems like it's trying to form a bottom.
But you know, this is one of these gold stocks. You know, we always mention it. With gold prices going up, not all gold stocks are doing that fantastic, all right?
Oh, without a doubt. Nobody's paying attention to them yet.
But some of them have been making new highs, you know. And I mentioned that IAM Gold, IAG, and that thing keeps making new highs every day, you know. And not that I'm bringing that up as a recommendation,
right.
You know, but I'm saying if you're going to buy the gold stocks, try to focus on those that are making highs. You know, something's going on with those companies. So anyway.
Well, my GSS started to move after I sold it.
But then price of gold moved too, right? Yeah. I mean, the gold finally broke through 1,300. Where'd it close?
1,350?
50 up in that area, yeah.
Yeah. We'll see if it stays there or keeps moving up.
Well, as long as, you know, that 1,300 area is now support, you know, and it holds that.
Right.
And I've seen some people doing work on it with different techniques, and one guy who's pretty good has got a target of 1,474 on it, you know.
Wow.
So, interesting, you know.
Well, that'd be nice.
It would be very nice, right?
Maybe they'll start paying attention to those undervalued stocks.
And certainly the U.S. dollar continuing to plummet, you know, has helped the situation, you know. So.
Right, I noticed that.
Oh, amazing.
And the 10-year bond's been going down, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I love it because I've been stuck with Canadian dollars, you know, so.
Is that improving?
It's improving dramatically.
What's the difference between the Canadian dollar?
Well, unfortunately, you know, when you go to convert, the banks take a piece of your skin, you know, with it, you know. But
okay. Well, are they actually holding real dollars?
But what's that? Because I have Canadian dollars, you know. I didn't want to be holding it.
Right.
You know, I won't go through the full circumstances.
Yeah, it's 82 cents. It was as low as 70 most recently.
Yeah, right.
I've got some clients that are holding it also.
I was, you know, due to circumstances, had to sell a cottage in Canada, and I got stuck with a lot of Canadian dollars, you know. So.
Oh.
Not a tremendous amount, but a lot, you know. And,
enough. Right?
Enough, you know, and at any rate.
So when are you going to get out of it?
I've been doing it each day. Every day I sell a little. I convert at the bank.
Yeah,
it costs
me
3%.
Yeah.
You know, to do it, you know, but. And I sit there and I look at the chart and I say, made a new low today. Right. Let's sell off another $500 of it, you know, whatever, you know. Little by little. Anyway.
And try going to the casino. I just don't know which way it would do it.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah, I've been trying to figure is there their way to get, you know, not get that 3% taken out of you, you know. But matter of fact, if you do it at a U.S. bank, it's like 6%.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because one time I checked what it was at the Canadian bank, and then I checked the U.S. bank, and it was another 3% on top of the 3%. You know, so.
Well, you gotta make money.
Yep. Anyway.
Anyway.
Back to the market.
That's really my holdings. There's really nothing going on. HL moved a little bit, and then it went back down.
But yeah, you know, like I say, you know what has moved is, you know, the GLD has moved. You know, I think it's up to 127 or something like that right now. And you know, so actually, investing directly in some of that stuff's been halfway decent.
Yeah, almost 128 actually.
Yeah, up there.
Nice,
you know, so.
Well, we're going to just wait and see what happens.
Yeah, see what happens next.
If it can get to 1,400 gold, that'll be interesting.
Well, you know what's interesting is that this weekend is the, I think today is the big anniversary over in North Korea. I think it's the Kim Jong-un's grandfather's birthday.
Oh, okay.
And so they're expecting something to happen. I think that's why gold has been so uncertain with all these things, along with, you know, the hurricanes and
yeah, that's true. Other
well, things. I happen to think about that. I mean, how many missiles does this guy have, right?
Lots.
I mean, does he have lots of them?
I guess so, yeah.
Because otherwise, I was thinking, let him keep firing them off until he's out of missiles.
You know? No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Personally, I think they're just using the same file film.
Yeah, I mean, I wish that was the case, I'll tell you.
But we won't go there.
No, we won't. You know, you got to watch. If you say anything about him, boy, he'll send them after you, you know. So.
You're going to need a food tester.
He'll send Dennis Rodman after you.
Yeah, that's very peculiar, isn't it?
That's a little scary.
Well, I had 3 black helicopters fly over the apartment this morning, so.
Uh-oh.
That's true, too.
You know, be very careful now what you say, that's for sure.
Oh, and I wanted to reiterate, I'm not an expert at anything.
Well, neither are we, believe me, you know. But yeah, I was happening to think about that the other day. You know, I was walking in today and thinking, you know, people get on the radio and, you know, and you think you hear people on the radio, and boy, they must really be something, you know, they're on the radio.
Well, it's
know,
like if it's in the paper, it must
right,
be
if it's
true.
In the paper, you know, that's it. You know?
Right.
And, we're all normal people. We're, you know, we have our own faults and
abnormal.
We do some things
cases,
right and some things wrong, you know, and, you know, there are no, quote, absolute experts out there, you know, and so anyway.
Last week I caught before your show ended, and a guy mentioned my name.
Oh, really?
He thought I was I could be an expert in gold stocks. Well, that's one thing I'm definitely not.
No.
I just have a lot of patience, and I'm easygoing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was funny because I know a guy who owns a business, and he's very wealthy from the business he has, you know, and he's in the market with a certain amount of money, not a ton of money, you know, and he says, and I was telling him a story about somebody else, and I said, really? He said, I don't know why I do it, you know, and I said, it's for the excitement. You know, you run your business, it's, you know,
crank away
every day, you know. So I said, unfortunately, a lot of people are more in the market for excitement, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's a game.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, and some people are good at it and some aren't, you know. So.
Well, some people can't handle it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Now my favorite stock, it dropped down and all my friends stopped calling me.
That's it, right. They said, boy, he doesn't know anything. God.
You sound like Chris Collins.
Right.
Oh, please, I hope not.
Uh-oh. No, I'm just saying the resemblance to the, you know, he had that, he was touting that biotech stock in Australia, and it was doing so good, and then the poop hit the fan, and it's all over. So.
Yeah.
But I still have faith in that. I've done enough research to believe it's true. I hope it goes down into the 250 range so I could buy a bunch more.
No, we'll keep a close eye on it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to take a while for them to develop the land, but...
Well, you know, the thing, what people have to realize, you know, how far, how fast that came.
Right.
It's got to correct, consolidate, you know, which is good.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, because at some point, you know, although you'll enjoy it if it keeps going up, then it really tanks when it tanks, you know.
Well,
so.
they just had a deal with, I'm not sure who it was, for $56 million.
Oh, did they? Yeah.
And they were offering 15 million shares.
Hmm.
And one of the deals was at $4, and one was at $6.
That's interesting.
So, you know, I could live with that.
That's true. Yeah,
and
that's
I can
true.
Also wait a couple of years. I don't care. Not too many years.
No, I was almost going to say that, but I let you say it.
Right. So, anyways, you guys have a great weekend.
Well, appreciate it. Appreciate the call.
I will talk to you in the future.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Good. Take care.
Bye. Take care.
Okay, right now all the lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or if there's a problem, 803-0321-0323 or 0324. You know, it was interesting, early in the show, Bill brought up Verizon and telephone, you know, and there was a, in this weekend's Barron's, there's a guy, you know, for the, he's an analyst for RBC and covers, you know, the communications type companies, but more the cable companies and that type of thing. And he was basically saying, forget the telephone companies, you know. And he likes the tower companies, you know. The,
okay, cell towers, sure.
Like American Tower and Crown Castle.
Crown Castle.
The data centers, you know, that handle that, you know. And he mentioned a few companies there, GDS, DLR, EQIX. He thinks the cable companies are very good, but what he likes is Charter Communications and a French company that came in the United States, which is called Altice USA, which I never heard of them.
Talked about it on the show.
Yeah, and it's ATUS, you know.
Yeah.
And the only one he likes in telecom is T-Mobile.
I think that Altice is a Chinese company that has their cable concern over here.
Oh,
it is
okay.
Chinese company, yeah.
And he likes T-Mobile, the only one of the telecoms. Hmm. Right now, we're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I got a question for you, and I'm in my car, so I'll hang up after I ask it, please.
Sure.
Just your theory on something. If two people came in, wanted $100,000, had $100,000 each to invest, one is in a taxable account, and the other one is non-taxable, IRA, whatever. How would portfolio construction vary between the two accounts if you set them up going out 20 years? The different types of funds, whatever, ETFs, how would you vary it between the two, knowing one is taxable and one is non-taxable? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll let David take that.
Okay. Well, if someone were to be
this
looking
is 20 at, years,
I understand.
Okay.
But if somebody were to be looking at mutual funds, there are some that have a bent towards tax efficiency, meaning not paying out capital gains. And so you could do it that way. There are a number of them out there that you can research that are basically set up for that. And so you'd put that into the taxable account, equity.
Yeah, those are the kind of mutual funds you would use, the ones that have less turnover and don't pay out.
Tax efficiency.
Right, exactly.
That's their claim to fame. If you're looking at funds. If you're looking at individual equities, I don't think there's a way you could really do that.
I mean, ETFs would be the same story.
I wouldn't use ETFs for a 20-year investment. I mean,
you wouldn't at all.
I would not.
Okay, all right.
I would not.
All right. So I mean, obviously, in the the IRA,
who cares?
Who cares? Right.
You can go for it.
You can go use anything you want. In that situation.
Right.
It's just the taxable one where you might consider.
Capital gains.
Yeah, the capital gains.
Right.
And how can I keep the capital gains down?
You can buy equities.
And if I'm doing fixed income, I'm going to do what?
Qualified dividends.
Right.
So 85% of the tax.
Or if I'm doing fixed income type things, you're going to do municipal type bonds.
But he was talking bonds. Equities,
okay.
I believe.
So I don't know if that really—it's always tough when somebody hangs up because you don't know whether you.
Yeah, but I think he was talking. Yeah. Vic usually talks equities.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to
bonds. Okay. Right now, phone numbers to call: 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. I think we have a call. It says Williamsville. Vic.
It's Vic. Back.
Hello.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Okay.
I'm the other Vic.
All right.
We've had two Eds and two Vics.
That's what threw me off. Okay.
I want you to take a look at I saw an article about a Welch chip maker, and I looked at the chart. I could not believe it. The symbol is IQE.L. I guess it's on the London Exchange.
Right. Oh, yeah. I don't think I'd be able to get that at all. Yeah.
I mean,
probably on stock charts, yeah.
Let's see.
Let me see. Where's stock charts there? Oh, I am there. All okay. Right. So what was it again?
IQE
dot L.
Yeah, I can't bring it up.
All right, what's their claim to fame anyway?
They supposedly they're making chips for the new iPhone, and they're into 3D wafers.
Oh, okay.
But since the middle of in the middle of 2016, their stock price was $16.41. They closed the other day at $151.50.
Yeah, a beautiful chart. Matter of fact, now, you know, if you wanted to sell somebody on the 50-day moving average, you could have bought it three times near the 50-day moving average.
Yeah.
You know, all the way up, yeah.
But now it's kind of, you know, it would be real speculation at this point, it would seem.
It would. I mean, it just broke out again of a nice little consolidation, you know. So, I mean, if somebody were to buy it, you know, they could buy it and then sell it, you know, if it dropped below that consolidation it just recently went through, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know what effect the strength of the euro has on this or the weakness of the dollar.
It's amazing.
It trades in euros.
10 times in 1 year.
Yeah, that's amazing, I'll tell you. Too bad nobody pointed that out to us.
I know. You always read these articles after the fact. I wanted to ask you about a couple other stocks.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking at companies that do the types of materials that would be needed for the rebuild in Texas and now, unfortunately, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Eagle Materials.
What's the symbol on that one there?
EXP.
EXP?
EXP as in Paul.
Yeah, okay, I'll get that one.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Obviously reacting to people thinking that's going to be a beneficiary of it, you know.
Yeah, they do drywall and wallboard.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I'm sure like U.S. Gypsum, you know, which took off too, and you know, that type of thing. Yeah. I mean, the problem is the resistance is 110, right?
Oh, okay.
So you want to take out that 110 area, you know.
Yeah. So the risk-reward might not be great at this point.
It may not be. I mean, it could blow right through 110, but you got to be aware of that 110 area, you know.
Yeah, okay. And Salesforce, CRM.
Now, how do they benefit there?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
No,
right.
I just.
All right, that one
changing
threw it.
Tragedies.
Yeah, you change, you know.
Sorry about that.
You mean, I'm a little up in years. I can't follow.
I was
that
following
quick,
you, other Vic. Don't worry
right.
about it.
Yeah, that
no,
one.
No. They don't bet. But
yeah, that one. You know, that had a nice consolidation, broke out. You know, could have been bought at. Is that right? What did this thing do? Did it split or anything or? No, okay. I see. Yeah, okay.
They do the cloud.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in 93, it was a buy, and right now the price target on it's what? It says 98, but to me, if I do, you know, that's a vertical count. If they do what they call a horizontal count, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
I'm trying
10,
like 107.
11 and 33, you'd get a target of probably 118 on it, you know.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah. So
yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good.
That sounds good. And if this was a valid breakout, you should have good support around 91, 92, okay?
Okay.
Yep.
And going on to a totally different line, what do you think of XBI at this point?
XBI, the biotech ETF, which carries a lot of the smaller ones, too, you know, in it. Well, I mean, you know, it's rolling like anything. It you know, it just broke out again of a nice little consolidation. Their vertical count objective is 103, and a horizontal count would give you 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 7, 21 would give you... Yeah, the horizontal is 96, the vertical is 103, okay.
But from the chart, it looks like 90 is resistance. Do you agree?
90 resistance?
Oh, I'm looking at a long-term chart.
Oh, way back. Where to close right now, anyway?
83, 82.
83. Yeah.
If I look way back, let me go to a longer term chart there. XBI. And yeah, because the chart I had didn't go back that far. So let's see, monthly. And the resistance would be. Yeah, you're right. 91, actually.
So that's.
But I mean, that's something to consider. But I mean, this is impressive in the fact that it rallied up and basically consolidated for almost 2 years.
Yeah, I saw that it owned stock or shares in Kite, which has been unbelievable.
Oh, yes, yeah, well, that one hurts me.
Yeah.
I shouldn't. I mean, I bought it for myself at 70, sold it at 108, and then watched it go to 178.
Yeah.
And I tell people, well, you're not supposed to work. Let that bother you.
it does.
It didn't bother me, no.
No.
All right, well, thanks.
Okay.
Cross your fingers. I've got a place in Venice, and...
I hope it just swerves and misses you, believe me.
Well, it looks like Naples is going to get the worst of it, and we're about 100 miles north of Naples.
Boy.
So, just...
Yeah, we'll be thinking about you there, believe me.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, take care. Thanks
for
calling. Okay, we're going to go quickly. 1 minute, Tom in Amherst.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Just a quick question about, I'm not sure if it would be an annuity or what type of fund someone would want to get into. Let's just say you've got money in a bank account and you wanted to move it into some kind of an account where you could take, let's say, monthly draws. Let's say you've got $50,000, you want to put it in an account and you want to take a $500 monthly draws off of it and hopefully see how long you can make it last. What kind of fund would you put it into where you wouldn't be penalized for taking it out monthly, or what would the best option be for something like that?
Well, are you talking a non-qualified account, a non-retirement account?
Right.
So I don't know what kind of penalty there would be. There wouldn't be a penalty.
No. I mean, if you're not talking about a retirement account,
yeah,
there's no penalty.
Well, I guess penalty is the wrong word, for tax ramifications or for any other thing. I mean, what kind of a fund would you want to put it into? Mutual funds, or would that be an annuity, or what would you put that money into?
Well, if you're going to take money out of it, you'd have to go into immediate annuity, and that probably wouldn't make sense. Interest rates are so low, unfortunately, there's not a lot out there where you can get any kind of return.
Okay, yeah. Unfortunately, give us a call next week on that, because we're done with the show right now.
Alrighty. Thanks,
okay,
guys.
Okay. Well, you've been listening to the Dollar Doctor Show. As Willard always says, keep a little powder dry. And until next week, take care.
You've been listening to the Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, member of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, SIPC, MSRB. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.